think that that's the only hope that I can see, that other values will come to the fore. I mean, if the society is based on control by private wealth, it will reflect the values that in fact does reflect, the value that the highest, the only real human property is the desire for, is greed, and the desire to maximize personal gain at the expense of others. Now, any society, maybe a small society based on that principle is ugly, but it can survive. A global society based on that principle is headed for massive destruction, and that's what we are. We have to have a mode of social organization that reflects other values that I think are inherent in human nature that people recognize.
And that would be, I want to see exactly
well,
what
then,
you mean.
I mean, what are human beings? I mean, in your family, for example, it's not the case that in the family every person tries to maximize personal gain at the expense of others, or if they do, it's kind of pathological. I mean, the idea of care for others and concern for other people's needs and concern for a fragile environment that must sustain future generations, all of these things are part of human nature. These are elements of human nature that are suppressed in a social and cultural system which is designed to maximize personal gain. And I think we must try to overcome that suppression, and that's in fact what democracy could bring about. It could lead to the expression of other human needs and values which tend to be suppressed under the institutional structure of a system of private power and private profit.